Hey there, people, I'm Bobby Brown. They say I'm the cutest boy in town.
Hesitates, public gets irate, but forgets to vote dates. Weatherman complaining, predicted sun it's raining. Everyone's protesting, boyfriend keeps adjusting.
Carrying up that dial. This is 102.4 Blue Room Inside, broadcasting on all planes of reality.
What is up, everybody? I am Daniel.
And I am Darius.
And this is Conspiracy Corner. It is Blue Room Insight at the beat. It's going to basically be today's news, or news around the world,
it's
around the nation.
It's literally V1 Blue Room Insight. Yeah, it's like version 1 Blue Room Insight.
Yeah, it's kind of what we wanted to do a long time ago.
But you just didn't know how to format it.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, it was hard to try to format everything I wanted to do in one thing, which we kind of separated it, you know,
into segments.
Yeah, I think we're
is
doing
Midnight
a little
Climax
better.
Even really still a thing? Or
yeah, we had one come out a month or two ago. So.
Yeah, but because I feel like because that's kind of intergrained more with the original show now.
It has, because we've dove a little bit deeper into the government conspiracies, which this is going to be. So Conspiracy Corner is going to be like a new segment on. Handpicked by me or whoever this week, because this is our first show doing this. Darius did not pick up anything, and we're just kind of going to have an open flow conversation about just things. We're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk in the sense of we're going to be talking about this from the eyes of the people. We're not going to be talking about this from being a Republican or being a Democrat or being any political side. You know me, I hate all the sides pretty equally. So, I mean, you know, my hate is just, it's just for the system, I suppose. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about that kind of stuff. And I don't know, I feel like it fits the show, especially lately how we've been talking on the show. I feel like it just kind of, eventually we were going to get back to here.
Yeah.
And we were going to, you know, we're going to talk about, for example, like the Maui wildfires. We might even talk about the Canadian wildfires. Just a little bit of things that are going around the news, but that are also conspiratorial. Things that a lot of people on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck you want to call it, or TikTok, they have
Twix.
Twix. That's pretty good. That's it. That's what it's Twix now. It's not Twitter. It's Twix. That's good. That's good. Did you hear that for something or?
No, I just came up with that. Twix.
You deserve a medal. But yeah. So I want to get like involved in that, because in our personal lives and outside of the podcast, we do talk about this stuff. We talk about daily things that are happening every day.
It's like you watching the world just melt down.
Yeah, we do, and we figured that instead of just keeping it to ourselves. To fuck it, and we might be able to resonate with some of our listeners on the on Blue Room Insight.
Yeah.
So that's what we decided to do, and I don't think it's going to be a bad idea. I think you guys are probably going to see how we feel more about the State of the Union, if you will, or really the world in general.
Yeah. I think overall, though, there's just kind of like a low tolerance for bullshit now.
Yeah, and that's what like I kind of.
I think,
one of my big ones.
In my opinion, I think this decade will really like reflect on that, and people will look back on like people finally like looking at the system and not really like before. Obviously, that was around.
Yeah.
But I think before, like people still were like, "Well, maybe things will go around," but I think people are kind of coming up to the idea that this is just fucked. Like,
right.
There really is no. If you keep on electing the politicians you're electing from both sides, you're not going to get anywhere, and it's just a show.
No, it is a show, and the whole. But I mean, look, guys, we're not telling you anything that most of you probably already know. The world is a stage, and these are all actors. I'm not going to say these are crisis actors, but these are all, or let me rephrase, these, there's some crisis actors, probably like President Volodymyr Zelensky, and then you have
puppets,
which are like President Biden, Justin Trudeau, people like this, people
Bush,
in the Senate.
Bush kinda, was a puppet.
You know, all of them, right?
Yeah,
all of them are.
But Bush, people think of Bush, before Biden, people would think Bush as like a puppet. With Cheney and all that stuff.
I think Bush...
Or Cheney kind of... I don't really know too much about that. I just know that a lot of people thought that Bush was just kind of there. Like, he was the... He was Junior. That's all he was.
Yeah, I mean, like... Well, Bush was in there because of Junior, right?
Yeah.
Because he is Junior.
And it was a three-parter. He had Reagan, and he had Bush Senior.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, but they're all part of the same thing, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, like... I'd have to look up, but, like, the triad something-something accord or whatever, like... Reagan was in it. Senior was in it. Clinton and Al Gore was in it.
Yeah.
Obama was in it. I'm sorry. Junior and Junior was not a part of it, but Cheney was in it. And then Obama's in it. And Biden's in
it.
Trump was not a part of it.
No.
Well, I mean, it's probably one of those things where it's like he didn't need to be in it because they already had somebody else in it.
Right.
I'd have to look onto that. That's something that like I didn't even, you know, that's old. I'd have to look more into what I was the program I was talking about, but yeah. But I mean, like, look at everything that's going on. It's just kind of ridiculous. And like, you know, I never went to school. I never furthered my learning in school at all. I went the business route.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I'm not in the science of politics. I don't think there should be any. It's either,
oh, political science.
Yeah, political science and all this stuff. But I'm saying, like, I don't think, like, I don't know. There's...
You think that we've put too much into, like...
Well, I mean, okay, so...
There's too much of a, what do you call it, a formula.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is a formula. But the thing is you have to have those...
You
got to have walls up,
when you
right?
literally... Yeah, you have to have walls up, but when something becomes constantly a formula, people are not going to want to take risk.
I'm not an anarchist. I'm very close, though.
Yeah, like, I'm getting there.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, like, it's not like that. It's
or
more in the
you
sense
feel like
of...
in a sense of, like, in order to get where we need to get, maybe we need to experience something like that.
I don't know. I don't know. I think...
At this point. But no, not... No.
I think it's more about, like, where we are right now in government and how we really don't know what the fuck's going on.
Right.
We got people on the right saying that we live in a socialist government.
Right.
However, we live in a fascist government.
Right.
When, for example, for anybody out there that's like, what? That's not true. Let's look at communism, okay? So socialist communism. That is when the government takes, like, everything, right? What you work for, everybody's in poverty except for the government. In a fascist ideology, it is... private companies and the government intertwine to control the means of basically the economy or anything like that. Case in point, Mussolini did that. Adolf Hitler did that. And America's been doing that for a long time. If you do not believe me, or if you think, oh, that's crazy, it doesn't sound crazy. You know these companies, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, the pharmaceutical companies, all these things are intertwined with our government. And that, and you know what? I have not lived in a society that wasn't the case. So I don't know anything different. I really don't.
Yeah, you're born into it.
Yeah, like, I mean, everybody is.
Everybody is, yeah.
So like,
yeah,
well,
no,
everybody today is.
Well, it's been going on. It's been a buildup since the Industrial Revolution.
Right. And we're on probably, what, the fourth Industrial Revolution right now?
With technology.
Yeah, with like AI.
I think it was the fourth. Oh, yeah, with AI.
I think this is the fourth. So, I and other technologies, of course,
right.
Not just like AI.
We're still in the information age, though.
Yeah, we are. But like, I mean, I think that we're. I think the information age is technically AI as well.
Yeah, it
like
is.
I think they combine. It could be a two-parter.
Yeah.
I actually really don't know the ages like that either. To be honest with you.
Well, if you're looking at big scale ages, then yeah, information age I think is. Plan on being a long one, like, you know, I'm talking about like the big ages, like the ones that are like that last years, but then there's little mini ages in between.
Right.
And for sure, I'd say
it's just like the generational.
I definitely think the 2000s and the 2010s were more similar than the 2020s will be to the past two decades. Like, I think there has definitely been a cultural shift due to the pandemic and the late 2010s being such a shift in things and all that
stuff. Yeah, and then everything else that's happening right now.
Yeah.
But I will say the early 2000s...
You think every 20 years you kind of see something, like, switch around a lot? I know every 10 years things are different, but you don't really see a huge... Like, the 50s and 60s, you still got, like, some...
There's a lot of intertwined. Everything was still relatively.
But every 20 years connected. You see like an absolute opposite. Shift. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. So like earliest 21st century, right? So like early 2000s. You had. I think the last 20 years.
There was
years,
more trust in the government.
Well, not until 9/11.
Right. No, but there was way more than now. Like still. I feel like.
You know what?
But I wasn't really.
But think. Well, think about this, man.
What I've been
do
told,
you think?
Because
well,
I wasn't.
Well,
I'm
think about
22.
Who you associate with. You associate with older people.
Yeah.
And, but if you look at...
Kids that grew up during that time.
Right, like we... Yeah, we don't trust the government.
Right.
I'm sure there's some of us... Well, but I can't say that either.
You can't say that for everybody.
Here's a good example. Most of the country... I would say listens to the government.
Yeah.
And... I'm not poking at anybody, and that wasn't also supposed to be a jab.
I like the idea of trusting the government.
You obviously, right? Like we would want that, but like a good example of that and why they still have people there is because one, these people have been in power for
so
decades,
long. Generationally.
Yeah, or like, dude, there's some politicians have been, like senators.
Yeah,
there's some that have been in there for. Basically a lifetime, like 60 years.
Well, it's also, I think a major problem is permanent campaigning.
Yeah, well, okay, well, but not on the, I don't know, man. I think a lot of this country, I do think a lot of us still trust in the government. Not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing.
No.
But like we need
honestly,
to
honestly, I kind
of
wish I felt that way. Like,
well, you feel like everything's going to be all right in a sense.
And maybe things will be. I like to think they might.
Maybe. I like to think that.
I like to give the benefit of doubt to people.
I want...
Like, if a president that I didn't want originally came into office and they did a really good job, I'm not going to be hating on him. Just
I would never... No,
you know
I would never
I mean?
Do that.
If
yeah.
he was like, oh, wow, he did a good job. That's
no,
a good thing.
No, when...
You want that. You
when,
know?
For this last election, I voted third party, so I knew my guy wasn't getting in.
Right.
But for whoever was getting in, which seemed either... Joe Biden or Donald Trump.
Yeah, you couldn't really predict it. So,
well, for me, I was really just hoping whoever got in
was good.
Was going to really be an example
whoever's
for this country.
Him, like, was doing a good job.
Yeah, like, I just really, like, I don't know. Like, I just, I feel like if you...
You just want the best for people.
Well, yeah. Right, but, like, everybody. I don't
right,
want it just
everybody.
For...
You don't want it for parties. You want it for
yeah,
the
like,
country.
Yeah, like, it needs to be everybody.
Because we are a country.
Yeah, but yeah. But I also want it for the world. But I don't want a one world government either.
Right.
Because I also feel like, but you never know. Like
you don't want that. You want cultures. You
right.
want,
okay, that's what I was going to say.
Want
like,
cultures.
Do you
There's
think
so much.
A one world culture, or one world, do you think a one
think
world government,
culture.
Do you think it would destroy culture? You don't think
oh,
we'd 100%. Be able to?
If you have more of grasp on other cultures like that, then I think they will. And that's like thousands of years of culture
you
developed
just erase,
right there. You don't
just
need
erase
that.
It.
I think culture's one of the things that keep
culture's
people
more
together.
Important. Yeah.
More, it's family.
Well, the reason I was asking was because in America... You know, we are considered a melting pot.
If we became... well, yeah, but...
Demographically,
America,
we are more...
That's
we are
just,
pretty...
we've only been
diverse.
250 years, though, so it's like...
I mean, we've done a lot of damage.
No, we have. I mean, no reason... There's a reason for why people look at us like we're stupid. You know, we kind of trench around other people's countries and...
Yeah, but those countries that really come at us, that are a part of NATO... It doesn't make sense to me because those countries, most of those laws are already involved. So, for example...
Oh, you're talking about countries that are pissed off about, like, what NATO does, even though they already do that themselves.
Like, it's like they are NATO. No, like, okay, so, like, for instance, we have... we could talk real quick. I don't have a lot of information on this because this was... But a couple weeks ago, and I'm... For this show, we want to keep up with pretty up-to-date stuff. This is... Very up-to-date and relatable. I just don't have the information in front of me. However, we all know about how federally the United States government on a federal level does not control the abortion laws. They passed that down to the state level, which my personal belief is that it shouldn't be, there should be no laws at all on that.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, as long as it is what you choose to do, I believe you should be able to do that to your body. I really don't care. Especially in the name of health or anything like that, right? Like,
right.
I understand that.
Right.
Now,
I can see
now, but it being on the state level, I would rather it be on the state level than the federal level. And let me give you an example of why. On the state level, in a lot of in this country, a lot of states, marijuana is legal, right?
Yeah.
On a federal level, it is still illegal.
Right.
So if you worked for the government,
yeah, yeah,
you could not get an abortion if in your state it was legal, if you worked for the government, because of the federal side.
Right.
However, or at least I'm comparing that to weed, right, by the way. So, like, I don't know if that actually does translate over, right, to that. But, like, that's how I see it. It's, like, regardless.
So you can still get in trouble.
Right. Regardless, you can still get in trouble for it. Now, for state-wise, though, at the state level, if it is illegal, I recommend you move to a state that it is legal if it really, right, is an issue.
And well, it's, like, the same topic of gay marriage and all that.
Yeah. Like, well, that shouldn't. I don't understand how any of this is, yeah, politics. Especially in America, where we're supposed to already be land of the free, and we're supposed, right, to encourage and have open arms for everybody, no matter your background.
When
no
I was
your
a
scene.
Kid, I was
as
I,
long as you're not out here fucking kids and murdering people. That's
as
it.
Long as you're not causing harm to other people.
Yeah, like, don't be doing that bullshit. But, right, other than that,
free,
like,
drugs,
yeah,
bro.
I'm just joking. Dude, we need to end the drug war. Anyways, you were a kid.
Oh, when I was a kid, yeah, I didn't even think. I thought that all that stuff was okay. Like, I didn't think that laws were a thing. Like, I thought you were just able to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And, of course, because I just didn't learn any of this stuff yet. I didn't even know what, like, racism was until I moved to North Carolina, really. So it was like.
Yeah, that's a bummer. You know what I mean?
It wasn't a thing over there.
No, I get it.
Like,
I know exactly.
No one even talked about it. It was, like, crazy. Like, it was like.
In my area of Dayton, where I grew up in, we.
From Colorado.
It wasn't, yeah, from me from Dayton, him from Colorado. I did not experience full racism
until
I moved to the South.
Yeah.
Realistically, until I started talking and asking questions to the older generations, like the baby boomers, really.
Yeah.
Like, that is really where I noticed it. And it's really sad.
It's still
because
ingrained.
It sucks.
It's ingrained to them.
Yeah. And I don't get it.
Yeah.
But,
no, you're not going to. Like,
I mean,
they're
going to
say
times.
Some stuff, and you're going to be like, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it's one of those things that, like, having the conversation, it doesn't go anyway.
Right.
They're probably close to dying anyways. I mean, that's how ideologies
or sometimes
fade out
they just,
anyways. They
sometimes
die.
Are not racist, but they say things that would be considered.
Yeah, that
racist.
Is another thing.
Like, they're not trying to be racist.
Yeah, but
they don't mean any problems with anybody of other race. They just say things that would be like, oh, that's probably should not be said.
Look,
know?
In my eyes, we're the human race with different
yeah,
cultures.
Yeah,
that's always how I've always looked at it. We're the human race
yeah.
with different cultures, and I love the different, like, I want
there is so much
like,
diversity.
Without that diversity of culture, like,
it's
we wouldn't
boring.
Have the good food, we
yeah,
wouldn't have great music, we wouldn't have good movies.
It'd be boring.
Like, right,
it'd
be
boring.
So boring. But at the end of the day, we're all the same.
Yeah.
I don't fucking get it. Either way.
I don't know.
So,
You want flavor in life.
Yeah, I need a lot of flavor.
You want flavor.
I have to have some flavor. But this show is going to be about a little bit of all that. All the above. It's going to be everything. It's going to talk about... It might even cover... This place might even... This segment, this show, might even start covering... like, things that we talk about on the show. So we talk about
Bigfoot
the Maui...
Sightings,
well,
too.
Yeah, Bigfoot sightings. Like, just random things.
It's a free form.
It is
Lure
a free
inside.
Form. And it will be with... The other guys, whenever they're available today, it was just Darius and I, which is fine.
I'm planning on doing random dates, basically. Right?
Yeah, we're basically doing this randomly. So it's whenever we can get together, we're just going to make it and publish it. And that's it.
So it's really old Blue Room Insight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just not being recorded on my cell phone anymore.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
You record the, you'd play the theme song.
Yeah, you, we played it on your phone.
Yeah.
And then you would use the volume, hold it down to fade it out. And then I would
it worked,
start.
Though.
It did work. We figured it out. That's the old school way. And that was fun. That was fun.
I feel like it added a, atmosphere to the original episodes too.
Yeah, because we heard it and we all got ready. Raw. Like, I want you to think about that too. That was like a countdown, like in your head. Like when it's like, and then like right at the end of that, it's like, Mothman it's episode. Like fight time.
Or the 5G episode, yeah. Where you played your voice in the beginning.
Yeah, that was cool.
And it like was a throwback because I think what happened is we were doing Mothman and then you recorded on 5G in real time. And you're like, this 5G stuff is getting crazy.
Yeah, the 5G stuff was super weird, but that is another topic that we would talk about on the show if it actually needed to be done. But
I don't think there's any stuff with the 5G thing, is there?
Not anything new.
No, I mean like just any like substance really to it. It was just a conspiracy.
Possibly. There could be. Now we'll get to our first nice little news segment here. This was from Yahoo News. Scientists intrigued by hexagonal pattern on the surface of Mars. It's pretty interesting. The Curiosity Mars rover came across hexagonal patterns in salt deposits. So basically what that's going to look like to us is the desert season when monsoon season comes and then it dries up again in the desert. It creates those kind of hexagon patterns.
Yeah,
like in a drought, I'm sure you've seen that around here in the dirt when it starts to drought.
Well, I just imagine when the water recedes from the beach and you see like where all this stuff was like at.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. So now this is pretty cool though. So over 11 years, we found ample evidence that ancient Mars could have supported microbial life. That was said by the Curiosity Project scientist Ashwin Vasavada. Which, that's a cool last name. They also go on to say, now the mission has found evidence of conditions that may have promoted the origin of life as well. So, that's pretty cool. That's interesting. Now, what do you think about life on Mars? Like, is that something that you probably thought existed?
I remember listening to an episode on, actually it was the Post Malone and Joe Rogan episode.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually pretty good. I recommend listening to that one.
Was that a recent one?
It was a recent one. It came out with his new album.
Okay.
Which also was okay. It was all right.
Dude, hold on. Real quick. Let's put a pin in that. So I was playing Destiny the other night, right?
Yeah.
And it was with the same group I was telling you with earlier.
Yeah.
We were talking about country singers and like stuff because I got the Charlie Rich album.
You're going to talk about that guy that's been on the charts for like ever now?
No, I wasn't.
There's a country singer that's been like number one.
It's like two,
ever.
3 days. And it's because of the one song. And it's the song North, the Rich Men North of Richmond, which is about the politicians of D.C.,
song. You're talking about that guy.
Okay. Oh, okay. Is that what you were talking about, though?
No. I was talking about...
So anyways, he was just talking about stuff, and we were talking about... He was talking about the country singers and that, and, like, he brought up somebody. He was a pop singer and or something that went on and did a couple country songs, and I was like...
Morgan Wallen.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay.
Morgan Wallen. I hope I'm saying his name right. Last night... No, this guy has been on, like, number one on the charts for, like, weeks now, if I'm not mistaken. And it's pissing off the rap community. It's pretty funny.
What charts?
Billboard.
Okay, gotcha.
Not Spotify.
So I was going off of the iTunes, like, number one.
Billboard changes. Or Billboard, I feel like, is not as changey, whereas Spotify switches a lot.
So iTunes number one
top 50 USA for Spotify is Oliver Anthony Music.
That's that guy.
And then Last Night is second, and then you got Gunna, number three, which I'm surprised Gunna's on number three. Taylor Swift?
I was going to say Taylor Swift last week, I think, was number one, and that song, Northmen
and Travis
of
Scott.
Richmond, knocked out everybody.
Which, by the way, that Travis Scott album was good.
Well, that's good.
That's what brought me back to Funkadelic, because he uses a sample from it.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that, yeah.
It's really sick.
Yeah.
It's really good. Anyway, but yeah, what are you saying?
I don't know. I'm high.
You're fucking lost now.
No, I'm not lost. Oh, we were talking about the thing. So we were talking about the country singer.
Yeah.
And we talked about Post Malone. I was like, because he tried to bring up that other guy as being like a country singer. I was like, look, Post Malone did a whole acoustic thing with country singers for an event. I was like,
yeah, but
I'm not
going to
say
he's
a country singer.
If anything,
yeah, but
he dies in the fall.
But Post can actually sing.
Yeah, he can sing.
Yeah. Did you listen to that? Like that Unplugged live event that happened?
Oh, his recent album's kind of like that.
Is it? I'm going to check it out then.
Yeah, you might like it. The only thing that people did not like about his new album, specifically Fantana, which I don't know if you know who that is.
No.
He's music's busiest.
See, I don't really like... I mean, I don't care
I understand.
About that. Post Malone, no, like hip-hop and stuff, I'm cool with.
You're talking about...
I don't really like country.
Oh, no, it's not a country album.
Oh, okay. I'm not really big
on
the country side.
It's just a guitar-driven album.
I like Charlie Rich. I like, if we're going to talk about newer country.
Yeah.
Fuck, what's his name? I just bought his album with you the other day. I just listened to it a couple days ago, too.
The football player.
Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
No, not Terry Bradshaw's country. Yeah, no, I did buy Terry Bradshaw's country album because I, well, one of his albums, because we were out at a thrift store,
yeah,
and it was like $4.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck, this will be great. And, like, funny. That's
yeah
what I thought. It is funny.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's good.
Right.
And I kind of, like...
You just need something not so serious.
Yeah. Well, it's like somebody will walk in... And there's something about those old country singers. From, like, the... Really, country from, like... I mean, I guess this is how it was with all...
But country
music
was like
from,
leading,
like, the 40s
the leading
to
the, like,
60s and 70s.
Genre for America before, like, the 50s. Or till the 50s,
well,
I should say.
I mean, most of America was farmers,
yeah,
at that time.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So
I'd imagine that there was a lot of good shit going into it, since that was, like, the main thing.
Well, what I was going to say was a lot of that, kind of like with,
and
like,
the blues,
the Frank Sinatra.
With it, too, so that was kind of,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, and then, like, with Frank Sinatra and those, like, show tunes and stuff, they all sing the same songs.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. So
oh, yeah,
because, like,
back then they just passed songs around. Like, Elvis,
yeah,
Presley would sing other people's shit.
Yeah, I have three albums,
like,
that have
Hound
I'm
Dog
So
was
Lonely
him, right?
I Could Cry.
Hound Dog
on
was
it
a him. He didn't come up with Hound Dog. I think he just covered it. I don't know.
I don't think he came up with most of his songs.
Probably not. But yeah, no, the
I think my favorite song from Elvis Presley, if I had to choose one, was probably It's So Strange.
I like The Edge of Reality.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
Edge of Reality is really good.
I do sing.
I don't mind Elvis. I just don't really listen.
Fuck, what is it? What's that song? I sing The Skipper a lot.
What's that song?
Something Melody, right? Unchained Melody?
No.
Is that what
it's
it is?
It's, like, one of his most famous songs. No.
Take my hand. Take my whole life.
It is. I'm about to find it. Suspicious Minds is really good, and Burning Love is really good. And Always on My Mind. Can't Help Falling in Love.
Falling in Love. Yeah, I knew that shit was coming.
Yeah, all his songs are listenable. I can listen to Elvis. I just don't
know.
Yeah,
really, I used to sing that song to Skipper.
Yeah, his songs are kind of
sad,
though.
Because it played at work. So I'd always, like, when I heard it over the thing, I would look at him. And I would not break eye contact, and I would just sing it to him.
Can't Help Falling in Love.
Yeah, and then I played that at my wedding, and I had a... Or it played at my wedding. I don't know if I played it. I honestly don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, the
my
sound.
Wedding.
Like the, no, I remember the wedding for the most part. I did start drinking at, like, 8:30 in the morning, though.
Right.
And all day.
That's
it was
good.
An all-day event.
That was a good day.
It was. It was a great day. But, yeah.
No, his new album, though, is... So the actual, like, instrumentation is cool, but the mixing and the overall quality is, like, the main thing that I think a lot of people don't like. However, his actual community likes the album a lot.
Okay.
And they say it's a step up from this previous album. However, the people outside of his community, like, basically view him as going downhill. Like, Hollywood Bleeding, which was the one with Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
It's, like, his most beloved album, if not Beer Bongs and Bentleys. Which is the one where it's a yellow cover with a snake and spikes.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
That one's super popular.
I just don't really listen to Post Malone that much.
It's because he went from SoundCloud-like rap.
Right.
And then he developed, which I'll admit, it is cool. He went from that style and developed into, like, a full-blown musician. I'm not saying those guys aren't full-blown musicians.
No, but I know what you mean.
He has
because
he has
Post
evolved.
Malone, he's kind of, to me, he is... an example of, like, the modern day Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Because the Beastie Boys played all their own instruments.
Right.
They had separate recordings for all their tracks of the instrumental, and then they would overlay them on it.
Yeah.
They were talented musicians.
Right.
And I respect the fuck out of a musician.
Right.
So, like, Post Malone, yes, I see him. When you watch him...
You can see why he is.
When I watched that country thing, and because I didn't care about it, but everybody was blowing it up, and I saw it on Twitter a couple times, or Twix.
Twix.
Twix. TM.
Yeah, TM.
TM. I think, like, I was impressed. And then also, I will say this, watching him ever perform on anything like I see him,
right,
he is very intimate when he's singing.
Also, he's
Everybody
loves his personality.
Like,
he's a very nice guy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen... Dude, no, I need to go into his music. I need to do a deep dive into his music because I've never really given him the chance.
His first album is really...
That's just like... I didn't give Mac Miller the chance until he was already gone.
Yeah, he's considered...
But I did that.
He's considered to have one of the best albums of the last decade.
Yeah, and I did
Ladders.
The... Which one?
Ladders. The one where he's like, I don't know if it's called Ladders or.
What is the one where Circles is in it?
That is his first post-humanist.
Okay. That was the album.
Swimming. My bad. It's Swimming. Swimming is the one with self-care and all that stuff. Yeah, he died in his prime because he had released that album where he's wearing a pink suit.
Yes.
In the cover. That was like his biggest album. I don't know if it was sales-wise, but I feel like a lot of people love that album. They still talk about the album to this day. And it was like a funky album, which was really cool.
I like me some funk.
And then that was 2018, and I think he died in 2018 too. So that was like his peak.
Yeah.
He died at his peak. So.
Hey, you know what?
That good at the same time. That's
nice
like,
little quote from High Fidelity. Is it better to just fade away or to like drown in your own shit, basically?
Funkadelic.
Yeah.
TMA.
Oh, yeah, that actually. And
better drown in my own shit.
Yeah. Jack Black in High Fidelity kind of mentions that about Stevie Wonder. It's like, do you fade out in your top or do you die basically being a musician and like. Not on top, and but you just can't get out of it.
Yeah. The beginning of Maggot Brain is really cool, though. He's like, Mother Earth has
been pregnant
for
the
third time.
Yeah.
It's like,
I like his voice.
Yeah, that voice is used in multiple songs.
Well, I mean...
Actually, you know, what's really fitting is I think I might be wrong about this, but their debut album, Funkadelic, the ending of the album uses that voice, which is kind of like a transition to the next album, which is really cool. But...
So, all right, on to the next one. Guys, guess what? Finally, well, I mean, not finally, but again, newly discovered photographs of a sizable black feline in a field has been hailed by researchers as the best ever picture of a British big cat. That's
ABCs.
Right. We fucking got ABCs. We've already brought this up on Blue Room Insight, but guess what, motherfuckers? Here it is. It's here again.
Yeah.
So this is the... It is crazy that this is just coming up. And people have been talking about this. And I already showed you the picture. You guys can go find the picture. You can literally type in big cats, British countryside or something. You can also go to Coast to Coast.
It's also a wallpaper now.
Yeah, to find this article. But as you know, if you've ever listened to our...
they've been brought up like twice, I think.
But if you ever listened to our...
I had it. I was the one that covered it, so...
Yeah. We did a cryptid tier, and then we also did a, what is it called? The Beast of Bladenborough, which is here in North Carolina, which I have personally seen a big cat. And I used to say it was a big black cat, but, like, people told me, oh, well, a Black Panther does not exist. I will respect, I guess, that opinion, but I still believe that I saw a Black Panther that night. For me, it was just a black cougar, which I'm sure you guys have seen cougars if you've been to a zoo
bar.
Or if you watch Talladega Nights or if you go to a bar. if you go to your mom's house. And I'm just, but yeah,
they're all over the place.
Yeah, I definitely
so are
do
ABC
think,
stores in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's true. And there's probably cougars there too.
Probably.
So... No, I think that's really cool that is an actual thing. That there are, like, ABCs, alien black
alcoholic
cats.
Alcoholic beverage cougars.
Alcoholic black kitties. Cats.
Alcoholic black kitties?
Cats. Black cats. Alcoholic
cats.
Black cats. All black cats.
I don't like the word kitty.
It's getting in there now. It's becoming
like
a racist
kitty.
Joint. Only black cats can go in there. All black cats.
I feel like a black panther would be cool.
A black panther?
Yeah. A black lion would be sick.
I feel like we have those.
Really?
I think.
I don't
know.
Think we have those. I know
I
we have albino
wrong.
Lions, but not.
So now this picture was taken on March 17th, but the year is not specific. So we're hoping that it's more recent.
Why is it result in Nashville, Tennessee?
I don't know.
If there is no such thing as a black lion. These are all fake, but it does look cool. Scary.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe not a black male lion. I was more thinking of...
Oh, no, I'm thinking about a black male lion.
Oh, okay. No, that would look sick. But I was definitely thinking more on the lines of a black, like, female lion.
I know you want to fuck
with a normal lion. I would fuck with a normal lion, man.
I would. Yeah.
See, there you go. What, because it's black, is it scarier, Darius?
No. No, it's not.
No, it's because it's a giant cat that can hide better now.
No, because it's just, yeah, you're right.
In the darkness. It would, you know, though... during the daytime, it would not be good for that cat to be out.
No, it'd get hot.
Because, it would attract so much sunlight.
Oh, yeah.
Because the cats...
Unless we just had, like...
That's why lions and a lot of other...
They're either white
giant, like, kitties. that's why they're that color.
Imagine,
and so that they can camouflage.
Imagine there was such thing as a polar lion. That'd be... Oh.
Like a polar bear?
Yeah, but a polar lion.
Who says there isn't?
I know this isn't a polar lion.
Like the
saber-toothed lions.
An albino lion?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. So have you heard of the new show on Netflix called Painkiller?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't watch the first episode all the way through, but I watched a good portion of it.
What did you think of it?
I didn't get into it.
Okay, so...
I'm not going to lie. I went right back to Seinfeld. I just wasn't really...
No, I understand. So Painkiller is a big show. I have not watched it yet.
Want me to put the best description of it?
Yeah.
This show is not a painkiller. It makes me feel like I'm in pain. Seinfeld is my painkiller.
Yeah. You're cocaine. You're cocaine. All right, so this is from Cameron English.
What's his name? Dewey?
Dewey Cox?
No, Dewey, you don't want that shit.
It turns your bad feelings into good feelings. It's a nightmare. All right, so Painkiller is a textbook example of a show clearly meant to sway public perceptions on a critical public health issue, even if that means lying to the viewers along the way. Now, we have talked about this show, or not just the show, but just in general, shows being
an emotional thing. They released that documentary on that incident where the kid got killed, and they were finding all that stuff about the medication, the whole entire industry behind what is that popular drug?
Oxycontin. Yeah.
Yeah. And did you see that one? It's a very, very good documentary that Netflix pushed out.
No, I didn't.
It was really good.
So, okay, well, actually, speaking of Oxycontin, apparently the only real truth about the TV show, and again, guys, I haven't seen it, so if you guys have seen it, please chime in.
I just
get up with us on Twix.
Yeah, I think the beginning of
the
episode was just an old man yelling at a woman, "Get your shit out of here." That's all I remember.
I got you. But basically, it was about Oxycontin and his reckless marketing of Oxycontin, which we know today has been pretty...
It's one of the biggest issues in our modern world.
In the pharmaceutical side, and drugs. But it is kind of like that. Is a Dope Sick the show you were asking about earlier?
No, I wasn't Dope Sick.
So I was just wondering because the Oxycontin shit was on Dope Sick, I'm pretty sure. But that's also a Netflix series.
The Pharmacist.
Okay. But yeah, so guys, just be careful out there with all these documentaries. I watched Poison because that was about food.
Isn't Netflix supposed to be this like whistleblower
of content? I feel like they are. They're really putting out a lot of stuff. But my thing is I feel like a lot of this is emotionally pushed, and it just gets people angry.
Yeah.
So, like...
But why?
Okay, so...
It almost seems like it's, like, too good to be true.
Well, no, but, like, a lot of this stuff that they're put... So, Poison, or this, the pharmaceutical thing, the painkillers, like, what they said about the whole, like, miss thing with Oxycontin.
Social dilemma.
Yeah, but the whole, like, pushing of Oxycontin, sure. We can talk about that. Hold on, I'm sorry. Stella... Come on, girl. Like, chill out now. Okay, so...
That was your dog?
Yeah, that was
I thought that was a fucking lawnmower.
No, dude. That was her fucking being weird. Okay.
What the fuck?
So, sorry. There must be somebody outside.
Okay.
Anyways, with that, we know pharmaceutical companies has pushed medicines and other pills and just, like, these answers, they say, to things that... You basically become addicted to, or they become lifetime, like, stuff.
Yeah, in the show, the guy that was trying to sell the idea was saying, there's a cycle. When people feel bad, they try to feel good. Well, how do we make money? Well, we're the ones that push them to feel good.
Yeah.
So, that's, you know, and
so, like,
that's how he sells the idea of, why about we make an industry out of this?
Yeah, so that article, sure, let's give it to them, right? Let's say, yeah, you're right. It is a gross misconception of pharmaceuticals and stuff. Because, yes, the pharmaceutical company has...
What specifically have they pushed that was not completely true?
Just, I guess, how it's all a scam and all that stuff. However, Look, this is my personal opinion, but most of the pharmaceutical company is that way. Yeah. I actually believe that it is a monster.
Are you starting to feel? I feel like you've kind of changed a lot in the past couple of years.
I have.
That there's a lot more alternative stuff that's a little bit better. Hence, like weed.
Like marijuana. It's not even about drugs, but mainly it's or whatever that stuff is. But mainly, like for me, it's about nutrition and becoming like
more of a nutritionist. 100%.
Or just actually, you don't even have to like work. Like I'm not even promoting and telling you guys to work out. But like, hey, let's watch what we're eating.
Right.
You know, let's really be careful.
But seriously, though, I'm being serious about this. But if you do work out, you do feel so much better.
You should work out,
stop watching so much porn.
Yeah. It's not, well, yeah, that's a
really
thing,
bad for
but
you. There's all
these
things.
I've heard that. You know what I mean?
It's not like the same as having sex.
Yeah.
It's different.
I've seen a lot of the stuff. I hear it fucks with your like T levels, and it can fuck.
Not necessarily with your T levels. It's just more on the aspect of. If you're constantly releasing, dopamine into your brain, you're constantly doing that, you're not going to really want to chase things anymore because you're already satisfied constantly. And then you're going to feel drained because you're constantly, you know.
No, I get that.
I mean, that's just the whole world now, though. It's just constant dopamine spikes. And no one really, you know, if you're not really...
I heard a thing the other day.
You just don't have a drive anymore.
No, I get that. And I heard a thing the other day, and it was talking about motivation.
Yeah, motivation.
And...
You need how.
And I do think that, like, you should be motivated. And I hear that people are now more motivated about their self things. But, like, me, I'm old school. I'm just motivated about tail. Chasing some tail. And that tail's my wife.
Does that.
No, you know, well, porn. Yeah, I don't chase porn because it's not a big chase. It's pretty easy. It's obtainable. But I know what you're saying.
I mean, he got that charter bill, man. That shit ain't so cheap.
Well, like, I know what you're saying with it. But, yeah. Like,
I mean, I'm not saying it's the same. For those people that say porn is better out there, certainly not. But, you know.
I mean, think about this. Think about, like, why rich people, right?
If porn is becoming better than sex,
there's a reason they buy those nice-ass cars. You know, because they're still wanting to impress whoever they're after.
The world is driven by coochie.
We could say ass, because that's, you know, that's everything. Right?
Okay,
that's it.
You're right.
Hey, look.
The world is driven by ass.
Chase that
tail. Let's just be honest. It's driven by tail.
It is. And I'm okay with it. Well, I don't know if it is anymore. That's what I was getting at. I don't know if these newer generation is going to be that way, which obviously, you know, keeps
so
PG.
Leave like this. The world was driven by tech.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
So
like,
what is
a lot
it driven
of people,
by now?
I don't know. Like, I don't want
to
say selfishness or self-betterment. You should want to better yourself.
Well, I think, in my opinion, if you look at the modern world, and I was talking to my family member about this earlier on, I was like, if you think about it, a long time ago, the world was more of a society and we talked to each other and all that stuff. But I feel like what is the issue nowadays is everybody's so caught up in their own little world that we go out. Everybody's just, there's like a cycle going into themselves instead of into the community.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So like the main thing was, it was talking about gym bros, right? Like these gym guys that are going
gym bros.
And just getting
super
ripped.
Huge culture that.
And, but that culture is all about the bro life, right? But it's about the bro life that's
and
not
jerking
very,
off.
Yeah, that too. But it's also about the bro life where like you're not chasing the girl. Everything that.
Oh, you're talking about Sigma
whatever.
Males.
Huh?
Sigma males.
Sure.
That's called the Sigma male movement.
Okay.
So that's a very big thing.
But
that
it's
came
like,
TikTok.
So it's a bro life? Like gym
Patrick
life?
Patrick Bateman is like the lead man of it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not joking. You never heard about this?
No.
No, that's what Andrew was talking. He would make jokes about that when he would work with us. Yeah, this became a very big thing in 2021 where people would like want to be Patrick Bateman because Patrick Bateman didn't chase tail. Patrick Bateman was just about himself and like, you know, basically not being a simp. And just, you know, every morning you wake up, you work out, and you're, like, super obsessed with yourself, and you take yourself super seriously.
Yeah.
And that was a whole movement on TikTok.
Okay, so, like, I'm telling you, like, that's a big thing still going on.
No, it's still going.
And it's moved over then into, like, more of the gym bro culture.
Yeah, gym bro culture is, like, a branch of that.
Yeah, so...
I when I go to the gym, yeah, you're gonna see gym bro, like, there's everything with it. They have bigger hair. And it kind of reminds me of the pushing iron look, or pumping iron.
Pumping iron.
People look like they're trying to go for that Arnold Schwarzenegger type vibe.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? However, Patrick Bateman is a part of it.
No, I get it, I guess.
You know?
I don't get it, but I get it.
And they try to do the Patrick Bateman smile. You know,
oh,
talking.
No, yeah.
This is a thing.
Do they carry business cards?
I mean, that's a meme that goes with it. Is like that.
My dad.
He's like that font.
So my dad just got business cards.
Font. You're like, it's better than my font.
Yeah, my dad just got business cards, and I did the whole,
Bateman.
Really? It's like sweating.
Yeah,
I was like, that's a nice card.
And my dad and mom were like looking at me, I was like, that's a nice card. And they're like, what are you doing? And I was like, that's a nice card. And I was like, how did you afford that?
How are you
afford it? And my dad goes, the company paid for them, son. I was like, no.
Hold on.
And I just kept looking at him like,
I fucking love the meme. It's like, Huey Lewis and the News. They're a bit new wave for me at the beginning, but once they hit like fucking, I don't know what album it was, he was like, they really grew into themselves.
And then, what does he say? Hey, what's his name?
Fuck.
Barry or Alan?
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Alan. I don't know if that's actually Alan.
No, Alan is the one he
kills. Who's Jared Leto?
Alan.
That's Alan?
I believe that's Alan.
I don't know, man. I haven't watched that in forever.
Fuck. I don't know. That movie is a meme, and I can't watch it anymore. I'm being serious.
Fucking Americans.
People were taking it really seriously. Dude. This was a huge thing, man.
Anyway, so that's like not... Like,
yeah, so Jared Leto is Paul Allen, and William Dafoe was in it, and he relates to William Dafoe.
Oh, Jared Leto's Paul. Hey, Paul.
Paul Allen.
Oh, Paul okay, Allen. So it is Allen. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and
cool.
Then the fucking scene, and this is a big part of it. Remember the scene where he's like, he breaks up with that girl, and he's like, I gotta return some tapes. That plays a big part into it. So yeah, no, that was, dude, late 2022 on TikTok, that's all you saw was just edits of fucking Sigma Male music, which was that one song. I'm gonna play it real quick, because I think it's fine. But fucking, see, look at this shit.
Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking.
You know what I'm talking about? And then Giga Chad was a big part of it.
Yeah.
The Giga Chad. This is Giga Chad culture. This is the Sigma Male culture.
Gotcha.
And so, yes, it's a very big subculture that is going on in the male youth.
Yeah.
And that's the Sigma Male. The Sigma Male is Taxi Driver. The Sigma Male is...
So you were on the Taxi Driver side and Andrew was on the Patrick Bateman side?
It's all insane. It's all intertwined.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the same, but it's a spectrum,
Drive,
right?
With Ryan Gosling.
Drive.
Ryan Gosling.
Did you say Taxi Driver?
I did say it. Okay. Ryan Gosling is also a part of this. And you can also tie the Barbie movie into this a little bit, too.
Dude, yeah, because
he's just a Ken.
Yeah, he's just a Ken.
So you've seen all this intertwined together?
Yeah, but Ken Chase.
So.
Ken Chase. Ken knew the old
Ken just wanted horses.
And Barbie.
He wanted... Dude, I feel bad for Ken at the end.
Yeah, but dude, he just...
He has no purpose.
Man, it's because you're a Ken. And I'm a Ken.
Everybody's a Ken. No.
No.
Yeah, Ken.
But we're Ken enough.
I want to buy a shirt now.
That was... I don't know why I like that movie so much. It's because of Ken.
I did like the movie.
It's because of Ken.
My sister thought it was boring. And I liked it.
And President Barbie.
I was laughing.
President
Barbie.
The
part where he's like, I don't have anything. It's a blob down there. I just like fucking...
No. Yes, she said that. And he goes, I got all the genitalia.
I got all the...
I don't know. Yeah. All right, so...
I want all the patriarchy.
I bet you do, buddy. I bet you do. So, on the New York Times, Russia robotic spacecraft that was headed to the lunar surface has crashed into the moon. Russia Space Agency said on Sunday, citing the results of a preliminary investigation a day after it lost contact with the vehicle. This motherfucker lost control and crashed. Russia has not been to the moon in like 50 years or something. I don't know what the fuck they're doing now.
Are you talking about like man? Because I don't think they ever been to the moon.
No, like probe-wise.
Okay, let's get on that subject real quick. Do you think they actually got someone up there, but they just died and they just never talked about it?
Oh.
Like Apollo 18 style?
Hold on, wait, like one-man operation?
Yeah. Or do you think they would have still brought that up? Do you think they would be like, yeah, we went to the moon. The guy just didn't come back.
I don't know if they sent a man.
You don't think? Oh, I mean, a monkey or a dog.
I think that there was... Do I think there was...
I know they sent a dog up there. Wasn't that the first mission?
Cosmo.
Yeah. Because you remember in Apollo 18, and I know I'm bringing up a movie for this shit. I know that's stupid.
No, hold
but
on. I'm not going to dismiss that they didn't. Okay? I think... That they sent something there, sure.
Do you think there is still a spacecraft up there that's been abandoned? I guess we'll make that the question. Like Apollo 18 with the Russian craft that was still there, and it was a failed mission because they never got the guy back. Or unless that was never the mission in the first place.
I can't just say, yes, I think that. But I can say that it wouldn't surprise me if there was.
At the same time, you could also say that maybe they never... One of the earlier missions, they never intended for the person to come back. Instead, they were just more focused on the way there.
I like to think that they sent sharks to the moon. And that's why we got Shark Side of the Moon, the movie, on Tubi original.
They sent a fly up to the moon.
It's a great fucking movie. I think it's by Asylum, too.
Which, by the way, I know this is completely off topic.
You can also watch it on Y2K Movie.
But,
listen.
The other day, I was, like, staring into the void.
Nice.
And I was
thinking, it calling back to you, or no?
No.
Not this time.
Not, it never did. It never does. Anyway, so. You
know, it's not fun.
You know the band The Cure?
Yeah.
They have a-
yeah, I know the fuck. Oh, my God, dude. What song?
The Walk.
Yeah.
Okay, so their cover for The Walk is a fly. Like, it's a really big... It's a fly, yeah. But it's just laying there standing. Okay? And I was like, wait a minute. That's a really good album cover because the fly isn't flying. It's walking.
Good for you, man. Good for fucking you.
I was connecting
you.
Everything. I was connecting the dots.
Goddamn right you were. Damn, dude. Now
I'm... No, the guy behind that was like,
oh,
come on.
Fuck.
Come on now.
That was great.
Check this out. Check this
out.
That
was great.
If I can just get the... look. Look at that shit. It's a walk. It's The Walk.
Nice, man. That was clever, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is clever.
You like that?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You can't tell me that's not clever. And no one will ever talk about this shit. No one's ever going to talk about that.
Well, you just did, man.
I know, but I mean, also, that's not a bad album cover either.
You need to get on Twix and keep it out there.
I'm not going back on Twix, man. I don't have fans anytime soon to get back on Twix.
Why?
I tried to, but some of their album covers are actually kind of cool. I do like this one. Now we're on the subject of that. But
yeah.
Back to what you were saying. What were we even on? What were we on? The Moon?
The Moon. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Which, I mean, that kind of tied in because Spacewalk.
Spacewalk.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. With the fly.
With the fly.
Yeah, so Luna 25 was launched on August 11th, and it was aiming to be the first mission to reach the moon's south polar region. So apparently we've never done that as humankind. Government space programs and private companies all over Earth are interested in that part of the moon because they believe it may contain water ice that could be used by astronauts in the future.
Wait, water ice?
Water ice.
No, it's just ice.
It may contain water ice. Anyway.
Not a specific type of ice.
Why do you think it would be at the South Pole?
Wouldn't it be all over it, technically? Since there's
well,
no...
technically, I'm pretty sure we've already found
I know Mars
water
has
ice on
Mars has poles.
Yes, they do.
I know Mars does. Okay, and this might sound stupid because I don't know anything about this stuff, but wouldn't all the moon, if it had icicles... Wouldn't just be all over it since there's not really.
Yeah, for the most part, it'd be like Earth.
It'd be
still
all,
like
it'd
it
be
has
all
an,
over it.
I don't know if it has an axis
because it's just bare space. Basically, there's not really an atmosphere.
You're right, but Mars doesn't really have an atmosphere either. Well, it does, but it's.
I like to think it did at one point.
No, actually,
oh, back
no.
On, the reason why I brought up
atmosphere
because I never
lied.
Got back to it.
Earth, you're right. Moon does not have an atmosphere that Mars does.
On the episode, they talk about Mars and how. Mars basically, there's some signs, and NASA is not going to say this, but Mars has, what's the name of that stuff? They found a shit ton of stuff on Mars that could point to a lot of nuclear explosions happening, but I don't remember the name. It was like a powder. But basically, yeah, they were just talking about like, I mean, it's not so, I mean, it is kind of far-fetched, but the idea that Mars did have life and then at just one point, nuclear war happened and just wiped all that shit out. And then all the leech just went to Earth.
Yeah, no. That's
I don't
like
think that's what happened.
Scientology.
But, oh, you think that's Scientology?
Yeah, that's Scientology.
What?
I mean, that's... We'll save that, but... I mean, in the greater scheme, it's
I've
like,
never looked into Scientology.
In the most vague way, that's Scientology.
Tom Cruise is going to fucking the next planet.
Hey, huh? Man.
Is he still part of Scientology?
Yeah. You don't once you're in, you don't get out.
No.
And if you do get out, you get put behind bars or put in the ground.
We should do an episode on Scientology.
I don't know.
You know, like I don't
those two things that I just
Vatican
said
and Scientology.
Well. Yeah.
That could be a double feature.
It could be. Who one coin, two faces. Yeah, it's like the same thing. But not really. It's really not. So, basically, the main purpose of Luna 25 was to figure out a good landing spot and also make sure that the lander would be good to land. Clearly, this is going to put the Russia space program a little back. but yeah.
Still trying to get to the moon.
They're still trying to get there. Fucking China's been there. No, they've been there. They've been there.
Do you think China... All right, next thing. Do you think China's had a man up on the moon and they just did not... It wasn't successful and they just never brought it up? You don't know?
I have no idea, man. I
think that'd be interesting.
It would be interesting. It really would be. I don't know where I was going to go with that. Real quick, let me see what's up next. Oh, we had Jimmy Carter. It seems like Jimmy Carter apparently is in his last moments. So
I remember when Bush Sr. was...
president is 98.
Bush Sr., whenever they announced that he was on his final days too. That was last year, I believe.
Was it?
Yeah,
I don't remember when Bush died
last year.
It's been a minute. It has been.
I'll tell you what, 21 to 23, it definitely felt weird. And how the year feels, like how time has gone by in the past 3 years.
Right.
It just doesn't feel right.
Does it not?
No, it doesn't feel right. I get the 2 years mixed up, honestly, at this point. I don't know if that's just because I'm getting older. Not really getting older, but...
It's just blurry. It's just one big blur.
It has become...
Chinese scientists claim they have found a way to build a laser weapon that can be fired indefinitely, which would dramatically increase its effectiveness over other laser weapons. This is from Business Insider, which Skipper, motherfucker, I told you laser weapons were good. We just talked about this last week on the last episode, man.
Yeah, I feel like they would have put enough...
So the direct energy weapon has a laser, which I guess that will segue a little bit.
Artificial sun. Remember that happening?
Yeah, but I don't really know. It's just power plant. Yeah. Like, that's how it is. But if this is true, I mean, that means that China is like... has the best lasers in the world? Or does that mean America is just not talking about theirs?
That's a scary world.
Yeah, but...
Can you imagine getting shot with a fucking laser?
No, because laser, I think you would die instantly. A
fucking laser beam?
A laser beam? Yeah, no,
they,
I think...
They send a mirror to space and they shoot that fucking laser at the fucking mirror and it just...
It just fucking bounces back. That's terrible. That is terrible.
Bounce back.
So, which that goes down to almost a super weird fucking thing that's been happening all over the news. And this is probably the biggest, this is like the one part, I guess, this is like the only part of the show that we're going to talk about that is really conspiracy wise, but it's the Maui wildfires. And was it caused by a fucking laser? At this moment, I don't think it was, but like,
Why do people think that? What's the proof leading up to that? What is the evidence? Where is the evidence?
I think it's because of how it started.
Where the fuck's the burnt mark?
All
over.
I mean, yeah, it's all over, man. The whole place is on fire.
Where's ground zero?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. But it basically, the Maui fires, which are terrible, and if you can donate, obviously try to help out your further west American, I suppose. State.
Pacific American.
I mean, everybody on the West Coast is Pacific American.
I don't know. But
you're just Pacific North American? Pacific South American? It is a Pacific Islander. Islands. But,
I mean, dude, yeah. You've seen it, how far away they are from the coast. It's insane, yeah. Dude.
It's like right in the middle of the ocean.
It is right in the middle of the ocean.
So, but yeah, everything is on Twitter or X or Twix. basically showing explosions in the tree line and things like that. But I mean, that is weird.
Oh, like
and we don't know
now style.
Yeah, kind of. But I don't know. I do think, me personally, I do think that these wildfires
are natural.
Are not natural.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I think they were caused. I think that it was set up. Yeah. I have seen videos of the town and they're. The historical and main part of the town
this,
is completely gone.
Yeah.
But like now there's videos where that I'm seeing
sacred land.
Yeah, but the videos I'm seeing now, mansions. Like famous people, like celebrities, possible Oprah Winfrey and others, their homes were not touched at all. So I don't know. It's just weird. And you know what? Those videos I could have seen could have been total lies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't fucking know what's real anymore. That's why we're doing this bullshit.
Right.
That's why we're talking about the conspiracy theory. That's why we're talking about this.
Right.
AI
generated news.
As of right now, No, I don't think a laser fucking beam fucking did this.
Sharks with lasers.
However, I really am more on the fence that...
However, in 50 years from now, whenever they finally release the documents about the CIA releasing sharks with laser beams going towards the coast of Hawaii and shooting at the fucking...
And Dr. Evil was behind it the whole time.
That'd be crazy, man.
It would be pretty crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty...
In an alternate universe where JFK was shot with a laser...
Like, to do with all of our technologies just change after that?
Like, it's the first time a laser's been introduced to the world. Bing! Like, it makes a fucking Star Wars fucking, like...
Pew, 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 pew. But, yeah. So, So,
that way.
We're gonna leave this episode on a UFO hunter claims discovery of an underwater alien base off the Yorkshire coast. This was written by Brandon Grimes. The paranormalitymagazine.com.
We do like that magazine.
They're nice to us. So.
They're nice to us.
But yeah, I don't know. But so a Royal Air Force pilot of the name of William Schaffner crashed his aircraft off of Filey.
Who?
Schaffner. Huh. William Schaffner.
William Shatner.
Schaffner.
Schaffner.
Crashed his aircraft off Filey Beach near Scarborough in Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he was pursuing a UFO before he crashed, which is interesting. But for the past two decades, Russell stated that I've been frequenting this site, capturing footage of peculiar objects emerging from the ocean. The recorded footage showcases two triangular crafts situated side by side in the sea. Their distinct flying patterns defy easy explanation and their proximity to the road. As evident at the video's onset, it rules out conventional notions like planes or boats. Particularly in such an isolated location at night, this is highly implausible. But yeah, so... Pretty interesting stuff right there. This guy says there's an alien base down there. When you really think about that kind of stuff.
Oh, like the Baltic Sea anomaly.
Yeah, like...
I can't fucking pronounce words.
Man. Anomaly.
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 Anomaly. What do you think about that one? Do you think it's just natural formation or...
No, I think... I'm not saying that he's correct on this, but I think that there are military bases, possible ET bases, if we're saying that ETs and our military are one.
Intertwined.
Yeah. If it's that way...
We're getting into this point, and you talked about this earlier this week, it's getting a little bit harder to believe that there are ETs.
Yeah, like, I'm honestly getting to the point where...
Our government is running the technology.
Yeah, like, it is just our technology.
Which is kind of scarier too, in my opinion.
Yeah, which means maybe like we may really have never found any ET life, but I don't know. Like, I still want hope, and I want to believe, right? Like,
right.
I want to, and I'm still holding out for it, and I still love all that shit. But like, for me, as of right now, almost a lot of this can be explained if you just think. Yeah, our government already has this technology. And it's not that insane to think about.
No.
Like, we're making mini black holes.
Yeah.
Like it's really not that fucking crazy to think about. And that's what they're telling us, guys.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, what they're not fucking telling us.
Right.
So, like, I think that's why I'm starting to get more and more onto that level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also not saying that, like,
yeah,
we're in cahoots with them either.
You look at the stuff that they were testing way back in the 80s. With Bob Lazar and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, like,
can you just imagine, like, what they're testing now?
Right.
You know what I mean?
So,
or you can have the idea that there were aliens at Roswell, and that was the only time we actually got to witness them.
Kind of.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
It would be. But I like to think that, I think that it would be before Roswell that we would have actually seen the first contact.
Yeah.
But I like to think that it is alien tech that we did get.
So it is reverse engineering. However, the aliens.
But we are working with us. Like, we are working with them. Like,
okay.
We are intertwined. And so there's like a greater war or some bullshit.
You like the idea of the Truman meetup and all that stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah, I do. I actually do. I think that there's
the
some weird stuff.
Six.
Yeah, 12.
But
yeah, I like all that kind of stuff.
I was thinking about the movie. The fucking movie with Adam Sandler in it. The Ridiculous Six.
Oh. Okay. But yeah, that's just how I kind of look at it. But I mean, honestly, I don't know. Because...
Also, I mean, just with everything in the news with the UFO stuff being released and all that, and you can intertwine that with a possible Project Bluebeam if you wanted
to. Yeah, I've also seen Project Bluebeam come up in the conspiracy news with the Maui wildfires and the Canadian wildfires.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know if we're just, like, is Project Bluebeam now just this big... like umbrella that we're just collecting everything, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
is Project Bluebeam just also going to be the thing that pushes us into the new world,
into an age of AI?
Yeah,
so you know, this goes with music, this goes with just everything. We're gonna be really asking the authenticity of everything that happens now, because it's really hard to know what's reality and what's not reality. Yeah. This is not the world I want to be in. Like, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
I want genuine things, and it seems like we're just moving more and more away from that kind of stuff. It's kind of scary.
It is kind of scary, man. And I don't blame you for wanting that kind of stuff. It's not, you know, it's like reading a book on your phone or on a tablet compared to reading an actual physical book, smelling the book. Like, give me the book, yeah. Right? Like, or even, like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know. What type, you liking this AI or do you... You know, when people talk about AI, they don't really think about Terminator anymore. They just think about fucking ChatGPT. But, you know.
You know another house that they should be worried about? What is it? Smart House from Disney Channel?
Smart House?
Is that what it's called?
Oh, I don't know.
Smart House? It has crazy the chick from... It has a chick that's married with children and Leela. She's Leela.
Oh, okay. Well...
It's like a smart house and it does everything.
Yeah, that's the whole entire AI stuff. And 5G is intertwined also with that, because now at this point a lot of appliances are hooked up to the smart grid, which basically is connected with energy companies, so they track how much energy you use and they control the shit so you can save money. So that's a new thing that's going on with all that stuff. Also, lighting and all that stuff is crazy. What they're doing with this new, like, smart houses and all that stuff is if someone tries to break into your house, the AI will automatically, like, turn on the lights and make them think that someone's home.
Huh.
So there's a lot of crazy shit going on with all that jazz. But your privacy is also just being thrown away. And surveillance is really moving into the house.
I mean, but your security.
You got security. I'm not saying that it's necessarily on purpose to ruin the person's life, but I'm just saying if it's in the wrong person's hands, it's really going to ruin a lot of stuff, which
I understand.
That's where a lot of things end up going.
I'm not saying I agree or disagree.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I think that is cool, though. I just the like lights to, turning on if someone's trying to break into your house.
Yeah, but you
cool.
can do that now.
Yeah, but if you're not home. I'm saying if you're not home and the thing's like, oh, fuck, this guy's trying to break into the house and you turn on the lights.
Right.
And the guy just continues to come in. He has a gun. He's ready to blaze.
I think I'm okay. Like, I don't need smart lights and all that kind of shit.
I don't even have an Alexa or a Google.
I do have the first one. I'm not going to say it too loud because it will respond. But I do, and I personally, like, I'm whatever about it. And,
right.
But my, like...
You can...
But I use it for, like...
Think too deep into it, and sometimes there's going to be a point where, like, maybe you're just looking too deep into it.
Yeah. I kind of use it mainly just for music, though. Like, as a speaker for music. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, that's... It's getting interesting out in the world, and...
Right.
And
I'm not a big fan of AI music.
Discover it. Yeah.
I'm not
pretty soon though it'll get better once people can start actually using the rights and get like the actual stuff.
Right. I mean, it's going on in the entertainment.
I mean, I've heard a couple of the AI strikes with Johnny Cash and stuff, and that's pretty interesting.
Wanted to talk about the worker strikes that might happen.
Oh yeah, you're right. Thanks. Real quick, that is something that is in the news. On TikTok, I've been told, because I don't have a TikTok. But apparently, September 1st, 2023, there was a worker strike. I've heard about it on TikTok. I've looked on it on Twitter, X Twix, and I haven't really like seen too much about it, but it's on there. But they're also just asking the same question I am. Yeah, if you're going to just walk out, I just want to let you guys know, don't do it for a day, okay? Because that does nothing.
Okay, you got read like if there's going to be a worker strike, an actual citizen worker strike, you guys need to prolong that shit for like a week, maybe more. Like it has to disrupt everything.
Now, what is the actual reason for the worker strike?
I am assuming that it's going to be because of the way the economy is right now and the way that just like
you're talking about like spending. The load, like there's like less. They're spending less on labor, but they're putting more on people.
Well, and all that, but also like it's not necessarily just labor. Because
ever since
it's
the pandemic, people are like, "Well, we don't need to use this much people because we can just throw more on."
I think it's a combination of a lot of things, but I think one of the main things is the economy itself and the government itself. In, if we don't work, nothing moves in America,
right?
Or in the world,
right?
So. Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. But like, if you guys do it for a day, it's not worth it. Go to work, get your paycheck.
You're gonna lose your job.
Yeah, or you could, or you know, just. But if y'all are fucking serious, look, I'm a business owner, and if it's a serious thing, I would shut down. So because prices are ridiculous.
They are ridiculous. I've seen it firsthand.
It's ridiculous. So. Just living everything right now is so expensive.
Yeah, it's.
It's bullshit.
I actually got lucky with my apartment, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy that you did, though. So start saving some money. But, yeah, so, you know, you guys just let me know. Get us up on Twix. And, yeah, figure that shit out. But or it's just a TikTok trend, and then if that's the case, if this is going to be, like, the raid Area 51, then you guys can just fucking, you know, suck a dick. Like... But, like, if y'all are serious...
Go back to your baby.
Because it also just can't be, like, 50,000, 100,000. Like, you guys realize it has to be, like, a million people. Like, it has to be something that's going to literally change everything.
Yeah.
But if you're not serious about it, then don't do it. And make sure that everybody else is serious about it, too. Because don't let other people fuck you over. Because you will lose your job, and that could really suck.
Yeah, it's even worse. Like, things continue on, but you don't have a job now.
Yeah, like, and, like, life keeps going. And then also, like, look how hard it is already to find a job. So...
It's rough out there.
Yep, shit's crazy. But all right, guys. Thanks for coming to Conspiracy Corner, or, I don't know, BRI News. BRI News is something that, like, I kind of like...
Blue Room Enlightened.
Yeah, you've been enlightened. No, I'm just joking. It's like our episodes. Like, I'm just going to talk about some shit that's going on, maybe say my opinion, say my piece.
Yeah.
And then that's it. These are going to be coming out.
Is this going to be coming out with the next episode?
No, it's going to come out when we're done editing, making that stuff.
Gotcha.
So right when that happens, so like if we can get this done tomorrow or Tuesday or whatever, like put that shit out, man. Our regular show are Fridays. Usually 6 a.m. Usually they came usually up 6 a.m. Eastern time.
Right.
So, yeah. All right, guys. We'll catch you again.
What is the next episode?
It's Yellowstone. Well, yeah, if we get this out in time.
Yeah.
It would be Yellowstone. Well, it should be Yellowstone regardless. The volcano eruption. Super volcano.
Yeah. Apocalypse episode 2.
Yeah, but it should be coming out regardless before because we record on Tuesdays and that comes out on Fridays.
Right.
So we should be out anyways. All right, guys. We'll check you later. Or I should be like, no. Good night, everyone.